Get your closet and home ready for cooler temps at Macy's Veterans Day Sale with great deals on winter boots, coats, sweaters, and more. Take 25 to 50% off looks for the little ones during our Kids and Baby Sale. And update your home with our lowest prices of the season on select furniture, mattresses, and rugs, 20 to 65% off. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn even faster during Star Money Bonus Days. Going on now. Info at Macy's.com/StarMoney. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden Cafe. Can I get you started with anything?
Yeah. What are your themes for today?
Today's show is about restaurants.
Okay. What comes with that?
Well, there's sketches about relationships, social issues, even the future.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, I'll think I'll go with that.
Can I get you started with a theme song?
A theme song? Oh, no. I fucking hate theme songs. You can take that and shove it up.
Yeah. All right. Let's do it. Suck it. Come on, everyone. Let's go join the fun in Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden. It's not far to go. We'll enjoy the show in Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden. Come on and come on. We'll grab you by the balls in Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden.
I'm so glad you could come visit. It's been too long.
Yeah, me too. I've missed our talks.
Did you have a good Hanukkah?
I did, but you should actually say holiday now. It's more inclusive, you know, in case you're talking to someone that doesn't celebrate Hanukkah.
Oh, I guess that makes sense. So how was your holiday? What did you do?
My girlfriend and I went skiing in Utah with some friends over the break.
Girlfriend, huh?
Yeah.
Is it that cute Oriental gal you were always talking about?
Grandma, yes, it's Ming Wei, but please don't say Oriental.
Why not?
Because it's offensive. You should say, like, Asian or Asian American, or you can refer to their heritage specifically.
Oh, sorry. I can't keep up with all these new politically correct terms. You'd think after having a darky president for 8 years, I'd be a little more hip to the times. I voted for him twice, you know.
Did you just say darky? Grandma, what is wrong with you?
Oh, excuse me. Colored.
Grandma!
What? That's offensive now, too?
Yes, it has been for a really long time.
Fine. Mulatto?
Grandma. Yeah, okay. African-American or, you know, black, mixed race.
How is an old lady like me supposed to keep up with all these changes? People just need to make up their minds what they want to be called.
Grandma, you have a TV and the internet. It's really not that hard.
Well, how do I know what's accurate and what's fake news?
Okay.
People think the elderly are so gullible, but we aren't.
I know, Grandma, but, you know, maybe if you're unsure of something, just ask me.
I see. Well, I'm glad you're keeping me informed. I don't want to be one of those old people everyone thinks is racist just because I don't know the hippest terms.
No problem. Oh, hey, Sam wanted me to say hi.
Oh, Sam Anderson that lives next door to you? Oh, you two are still friends. Oh, I always liked him, even if he was a little light in the loafers. How is he?
They.
They who?
Sam.
You said they.
Okay. Sam is gender fluid. They don't identify specifically with either male or female, so we use gender neutral pronouns like them and they.
They is plural, not neutral. I was a grammar school teacher for 40 years. I would know.
Words like them and they encompass all genders, and since gender's a spectrum, it actually makes sense to use them in this context.
Spectrum? Oh, you mean like that sweet Netflix show about the retarded boy?
Yes.
He was on the spectrum.
Grandma, okay. He was autistic. Do not say retarded.
Why? The definition of the word is less advanced in mental, physical, or social development than is usual for one's age. There's nothing wrong with that word.
All right, well, too many people have used it in an offensive way, and it really makes people uncomfortable, so maybe just stay away from it, okay?
Fine. Everyone is so damn sensitive these days. Back in my day, we had thicker skin. We had to. We never knew when some man was gonna decide to get handsy or expose himself at work.
Well, things are changing for the better.
I guess I can adapt. I'm a college-educated woman, after all. As long as I can still call a gang of white men carrying torches and swastikas shouting, "Jews will not replace us, Nazis!"
Actually, they prefer to be called white nationalists now.
For crying out loud!
Yeah, hi. I'll have two McDoubles, a small fry, and let me get a cup for water.
Sir, we only have rations.
No, look, it says on the menu, right up there, McDouble, fries, small. And I know damn well you guys give out cups for water. That comes out to $5.50. I know, it's my regular order. Here, that should cover it.
I'm sorry, sir, but we don't have any of that. We've been assigned MREs, and the water's been deemed unsafe to drink, but if you have your scripts, I can get you an MRE.
What the hell is an MRE?
Meal ready to eat. Passing them out is pretty much the only reason I'm still here. Salisbury steak?
Oh, but what the hell is wrong with everyone today? First, I couldn't get my unicorn frappuccino, and now no McDoubles?
I can't take it anymore! I'm leaving!
Hey, can you keep it down over there? I'm trying to complain about the lack of McDoubles. God, I swear this neighborhood is going to hell in a handbasket. Can I speak to the manager?
Well, I'm sorry, sir. I'm the only one left. Hey, guess that makes me the manager.
Oh, well, then I would like a refund.
Your money's... it's still on the counter, sir.
Yeah, well, then I would like a coupon for a free Big Mac on my next visit. Anyways, coupons?
Sir, what is wrong with you?
Whoa, calm down. I'm the customer. I'm always right.
You stupid asshole. Don't you see what's going on all around you? We're in the middle of World War III and you're getting all butthurt over some burgers.
What the hell are you even talking about?
What?
World War III? What?
Yes! World War III! What the hell did you think is going on out there?
I don't know. I don't follow the news. It's too depressing, you know?
So you had no idea that we are at war with North Korea, Iran, Russia, China, Syria, oh, and Belgium.
I just thought it was the traffic.
How can you think the charred vehicles and giant craters in the road are just traffic?
Well, we live in Chicago.
Ugh.
Duff, what's up, man? Hey, did you hook up with that waitress? Aw, man, she's totally hot. Nah, man, just getting some lunch. Well, trying to. I don't know, something about a war.
Oh, my God. You're an idiot.
Hey, now, customer. No, man, they aren't getting me my McDouble. She's crazy. I don't know, 7? 6.5?
I really hope the sniper gets you next.
Yeah, Duff, look, I'm gonna have to let you go, man, okay? Yeah, I need to eat, you know, blood sugar and all that. Yeah, talk to you later, you giant nozzle. Rude. I just came in here for a burger.
In a war zone!
It's your war zone, not my war zone, okay? I didn't start a war. I mind my own damn business.
So that makes you safe?
Well, I'm not part of this war, so it won't hurt me.
Well, yeah. Except now, I have to go get a Whopper instead of a McDouble. And that hurts a little.
Seriously?
Yeah, you know, I really don't care for Burger King, but right now I'm not ba-ba-ba-ba-ba loving it.
Well, too bad, because they blew up the Burger King.
Damn. Wendy's?
Gone.
Huh. Taco Bell?
Flattened.
What the hell's left, then?
just the White Castle.
No. No. No! Liquid burgers, no!
I bet those MREs sound pretty good now, huh?
Die, you American scum! That was for the pink slime.
Oh, hey, man, don't shoot, okay?
But why?
Because I'm not a part of this war?
Oh, I am so sorry for your trouble.
Yes, it's okay, man. Hey, Keith, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys, good of you guys to come.
Well, we always love Italian, especially if you're paying. What's the occasion?
Well, I have something really important to tell you both.
Oh, honey, you know you can tell us anything.
Yeah, buddy, you know nothing could change our love for you.
Thanks, guys. But this is really difficult. Mom, Dad,
Son, is it that you're gay?
What?
Oh, honey, we suspected something was going on. A mother knows these things.
Yeah, don't worry, champ. It's perfectly natural. We all know that you were born that way.
I mean, of course I'm gay.
What do you mean, of course?
Well, Mom, I told you that 3 years ago.
What? When did you do that?
Well, it was at the Jimmy Buffett concert, and we had this great, deep conversation. We talked long into the night. Don't you remember?
Oh, buddy. Don't expect us to remember anything from the night of a Jimmy Buffett concert. I'll bet I was lucky I could blink my eyes in unison.
What happens in Margaritaville?
Stays in Margaritaville.
Wait, so you haven't known I was gay all this time?
Well, no, not really. We figured that was your business.
And we didn't want to pigeonhole you, even if you were the only boy on the cheerleading squad.
Yeah, and you did have the best legs.
Well, guys, how could you not know? I mean, I kissed my male roommate on the lips at Thanksgiving in front of Grandma.
Yeah, we just figured he was European or something.
Wait, so, honey, if you didn't want to tell us you were gay, what did you want to tell us?
Well, it's a little embarrassing. Mom, Dad, I'm a Marvel Comics fan.
Are you sure?
I've thought this over long and hard, and yes.
Oh, honey, are you sure this isn't just a phase? I mean, we all experiment. I've read the Spider-Man comic strip in the newspaper.
No, Mom, I'm sure. I've been reading Marvel since before the Iron Man movies. And I even like Spider-Man 3.
No! This is unacceptable!
Steve, calm down.
I will not! We did everything to raise you right. Took you to every Batman movie when you were growing up. Even the George Clooney one. Cosplayed as the Giffen-era Justice League. I even let you open the poly bag on my Death of Superman issue. All for this!
I'm sorry that you feel that way, but I can't change who I am.
When did you know?
I think I've always suspected it. When I was younger, I would always yell Excelsior whenever I got excited. And I could actually follow the plot in the thousand of X-Men crossovers. And when I realized that I liked my movies to be entertaining and profitable, I knew I could never be a DC fan.
Well, your mother might be willing to coddle you, but I'm not. Don't bother coming to the house until you come to your senses.
Honey, this is hard, but we'll get through. Your father will come around. Just give him time.
Do you really think so?
I do. Your father might be a bit old-fashioned, but deep down, he loves you. Well, at least you didn't tell him you liked to read manga.
Oh, God, no. I'm not a monster.
Thanks for a terrific dinner, babe.
No problem. You know I like to treat my lady right. You ready for dessert?
Oh, you know that would go straight to my thighs.
Oh, yeah. You never eat dessert.
If I ever did, my thigh gap would completely disappear. You know that, silly. What is this? I didn't order this. Take this dessert back.
No, I'll take it. You should totally try this.
No.
I hear it's really awesome.
I don't care.
Here comes the plane.
Oh, no. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. I don't want it.
Okay, okay. I'll eat it.
Really? You're eating that like a pig.
Mm-hmm.
You know that's going to give you love handles, babe.
Just give you something to hold on to, sweets.
I've never seen this side of you. I can't even understand what you're saying.
Sorry, I'm just really hungry. There it is.
Oh, my God. Babe.
Ariel Louise McFishbottom, over these past 8 months, you have made me the most happy man on the face of the earth.
Keep going.
You nursed my parkour wounds. You've made me instant cocoa and work gets me bummed. You use a fork as a hairbrush, and you do me.
Yeah, more.
Well, you've never cheated on me, and your hair smells super nice. And you have a smoking hot bod.
Yes. Okay, wrap it up.
Right. Okay. Ever since I accidentally super liked you on Tinder, I knew you were the babe for me. Will you do me the honor of being my wife for life?
Oh, golly. Of course I'll Wait. Did you say you accidentally super liked?
Yeah, because it's really confusing when you're using multiple apps. When you swipe up on Bumble, it just gives you more pics of the chick. But with Tinder, it's a super like.
So, not only were you not super liking me, but you weren't even liking me? You just wanted to see more pictures?
Well, yeah, but I super like you now. You know, super like the most, super like for life, babe.
Don't give me that shit. I want to know why you didn't super like me then.
Well, I didn't know you. I wanted to see more pictures so I could really get to know you.
Then you would have super liked me?
Well, I don't super like anyone on Tinder, you know?
You mean you didn't super like anyone? Are you serious? Let me see your phone. Oh my God, you have to... Fine!
And here's your...
I guess that's a no, then.
Don't have to leave a tip. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ida Garment, the Sandal Duchess, and this is I Cook, You Cook, We All Cook for Food. The show where I and another celebrity chef create the same dish and have you, the audience, decide which one is best. Today's guest is someone we all know. He doesn't actually have any cooking experience. I honestly don't know if he has ever cooked anything. But we're going to give him a shot anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, Gerald Stump.
Yes, thank you. Yes, all good, great, thank you. I'm glad to see you, great. Thanks for coming out. No, you're too brown for me. No, great. Thank you, okay, great. Look at this crowd. It's great to be here. I'm sure all my fans are watching this terrific program. It's just terrific. They're watching, making this the most viewed episode ever. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Gerald. I'm sure your fans are watching, but I don't know if I would go as far to say that it's already the most watched.
Wrong. It is. Totally is. Okay, they're the best fans. I have the best and the mostest fans of them all. History is going to show I'm the right one, okay?
Well, we are certainly glad that you could be here, aren't we? So, Gerald, as the guest, you have been allowed to choose today's dish.
That's right. I chose. I'm the great choser. It's a fantastic choice. Like when I chose to write a book, great choice writing a book. It had all the words, the best words. It's great. Just great. It's called Grab Life by the Kitty Cat, okay? It sold more copies than the Bible. It's great, okay?
Right. So what are we cooking today?
I'm making chicken salad. It's great. I'm going to make chicken salad great again.
Excellent. We just did a chicken salad episode, but I'm sure this one will be just as good.
That was a fake episode, okay? It never happened. The only chicken salad episode is this one. It's the real one, okay?
Of course. We will just air them out of order. As the guest, you get to go first.
Wrong. Look, mine's best, okay? It's the bestest. You save the best for last. I go last, okay?
All right. I have a lovely chicken salad dish for you. Firstly, I went to my friend Otis's farm, befriended, and then slaughtered my very own perfect Rhode Island red chicken. I then slowly roasted it on a bed of live oysters, morel mushrooms, caviar, and 3 pounds of saffron. But store-bought pre-roasted chicken is fine.
Wrong. It's fake. It's all fake, okay? It's fake chicken, okay? Look, everyone knows chickens come from the sea, okay?
Sure. I've already pre-shredded the chicken, and I will just go ahead and add it to the bowl with some imported Swedish mayonnaise.
It's fake mayo, okay? I saw it. Look, the jar said fake mayo on it, all right?
Now, most people would just add some celery and salt and pepper and be done. And those are added, but wait, there is more. I've sliced some grapes in half.
Wrong. Fake grapes, fake halves, fake knife. It's all fake.
And then, and this is our little secret, some cayenne pepper for some heat. My husband, Geoffrey, just loves how it warms his mouth.
Look, she's keeping secrets about her fake food. It's all fake food. My food is the real food. Hers is fake. She's a nasty fake food-making woman. I'm the real food maker here, okay? I make the food better than any of the other food makers, okay?
All right, Mr. Stump, please show us how you make chicken salad.
First, I just wanted to say how great this audience is. I mean, wow, this is a great audience. This is the audience, just the greatest. And I'm great. I mean, I'm doing great. I'm going to do even greater. I'm going to make you some of the greatest chicken salad. It's just fantastic, okay?
Yes, but what ingredients are you using?
All of them.
All of them?
All of the ingredients, okay? Look, the real ones, not the fake ones like you used, okay? My ingredients are the realest ingredients. Look, we have chicken, real, line, caught, great. Mayo, real. It's the hand-whisked stuff from a real chef from Mexico here legally, okay? I have his papers, his chef papers. You totally can't see him and ask him, okay? You don't need to see them, but they're real, bigly.
That seems impractical.
Real salt, okay? Not fake salt. And tomatoes? Salads have tomatoes, I know, okay? Cucumber, olives, iceberg lettuce from a real iceberg, ranch dressing, chocolate pudding, and diet pills. And grape Kool-Aid, okay? All real, not fake, all great. And it's no secret. And I use real cayenne pepper, you know, for a great kick.
Did you say diet pills?
Look, you don't want a huge daughter, okay? My daughter loves the diet pills, and she is, if I don't say so myself, a real looker. Oh, very sexy. Look, I've had dreams wet ones.
Ah, I see. Well, let us go ahead and try each other's dishes. Yours looks very unique.
The uniquest.
You really can taste the diet pills. With just a hint of cucumber.
I'm repealing and replacing your chicken salad, okay?
Oh, you son of a... Fine. It is now time for you, our lovely, gracious audience, to decide on the winner. Please clap for whichever dish you think is best.
Look, I'm gonna win, okay? It's pretty clear. And if I don't win, obviously it's rigged.
Votes for my actual chicken salad... And for Mr. Stump's creation?
That's shit.
Look, I won. Great. I totally won. It was a landslide. Great. Thank you, everybody. Thanks, Putin.
Jesus. stay home. Authentic decor ain't found here. They want the never-ending pasta bowl with free breadsticks and team and salad with no onions, 'cause they give them the
The final part of your training, you're going to be working the registers.
Yes! I'm prepared to deliver annihilation to the unsuspecting vermin of Earth.
Zagron, dude, what did we just discuss? You can't kill the customers!
Without mentioning the 2-for-1 onion ring special.
Right!
Hey, Justin, can I add you on Snapchat?
Stay focused, Caitlin, okay? Remember the Galaxy Burger 6-word path to success.
Go-getters always lead, accruing excellent yields.
I do not care if it spells galaxy. It is a fetid acronym.
Yeah, what the space cowboy said, corporate slogans suck.
I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that, because remember my 7-word path to success. Fuck up and I'll kick your ass. Or fuyaka.
Well, fuyaka too.
Okay, Caitlin, no time like the present. Step up and take the next customer's order.
Hello?
Uh-huh.
Is your register open?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'd like a large solar system meal with Saturn rings and a large...
One sec, I'm posting to Instagram. Oh my god, this pig is totes adorbs.
Look, I've been waiting for a while, and I really just
want... you're just like my boyfriend. You always want something. It's gross. He always wants to put his thing in my...
thanks, Caitlin. Sir, totally sorry, okay? We pride ourselves on professionalism here at Galaxy Burger, and Caitlin here is being total skank.
Okay. Are you gonna take my order?
No, I'm afraid that's below my $10 an hour pay grade. Mr. Zagron here, one of our most motivated trainees, however, will take your order.
Greetings, Earther scum!
Hi. Can I get a large solar system with Saturn rings and a chocolate Milky Way shake?
By the soot camels of Trinulon! What is a being of your girth doing ordering a large anything?
Excuse me?
You already have enough stored energy to power a Nebula cruiser. You could be an entire front line of battle clones.
What? Hey, where'd the other, like, non-insulting guy go?
When I crash-landed on this planet, I expected a race of bloodthirsty warriors I could train for galactic conquest. Not a race of spineless, milk-fed pupae suckling at an industrial homogenized teat.
Is this because I'm trying to use a coupon?
Oh, a coupon? Oh, I will make rivers run red with your blood, human. I will desecrate the bones of your ancestors. I will atomize your planet and scatter you to the far reaches of eternity. It does appear like you do qualify for the 2-for-1 onion rings.
Mm-hmm. Whoa. What's the problem here, dude?
Are you the manager?
Yes! He is the ranking overlord here. Permission to gut the transgressor and copulate with his optic sophagus, my liege.
Denied! I am not cleaning that up again.
Ah! Then I am leaving. I have been offered a different job with a presidential advisor. Wench! Come with me!
Okay.
Know that the rest of you are all now enemies of the Garaxulana Empire. Or, as you say it, you are all on my shit list. Prepare for a litany of horrendous tortures you can only begin to imagine. I shall defecate in your milkshake!
Can he do that?
Probably not.
Probably.
Ooh, I'm not sure.
Wait, you know what? I think I'll just go for the 2-for-1 onion rings.
Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden was written and performed by Katie Brissick, Amanda Davila, Tom Giaroso, Patrick Arrington, Paul Hinnick, Elizabeth Krahulik, Nick Mataragas, Rebecca Rivers, and Alan Morgan. Music by Pop Machine. This show was produced by Memoriam Development for the DVNPE. Like us on social media and come back again next month for a new episode.
Memoriam Development.
Get your closet and home ready for cooler temps at Macy's Veterans Day Sale with great deals on winter boots, coats, sweaters, and more. Take 25 to 50% off looks for the little ones during our Kids and Baby Sale. And update your home with our lowest prices of the season on select furniture, mattresses, and rugs, 20 to 65% off. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn even faster during Star Money Bonus Days. Going on now. Info at Macy's.com/StarMoney. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.